Episode 820, You Gain What You Settle For.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, and welcome to another episode of Create Your Now. It's just not another day, though. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and we are diving deeper. We are having our full reflection. It's time, what? To pull back the curtains and to look inside. What's working for you? We're talking about you gain what you settle for. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. In order to impact, guess what? You got to have some reflection. You have to take time to rejuvenate your spirit. And you have to be willing to go a lot deeper than what maybe you feel comfortable with. You got to get your hands dirty. And today, we're going to talk about getting your hands dirty. Oh, yes. You gain what you settle for with each passing day. There's not a day that doesn't go by that your results are going to be given to you by your actions. However, though, you gain what you settle for. There's no beating around the bush. When you are wanting something different in your life, it takes extraordinary efforts to switch it up. By all means, you can do it on your own, but I guarantee you will tire. You will try to pick yourself back up and go again in your own strength, only to realize you don't have what it takes. How will you ever accomplish your goal? Where will you draw your strength from? And at what point will you give up? Well, yesterday was the most beautiful day. I am telling you, we experienced gorgeous weather. I could not have forecasted or asked for a better day. Mid-70s. Winds, a little brisk. They wasn't necessarily cool, but they were coming from the south. And yeah, you know, 15, 20 mile per hour constant winds from morning to like mid-afternoon. Yeah, well, that can make you a little uncomfortable. But I'm telling you, though, it was absolutely gorgeous, especially since we've had snow in May before. I am more than grateful for the sunshine and even for that brisk wind. So with all of the weather cooperating, I decided it was time to plant. Oh, yes, it was time to get dirty, to make some changes around the landscape. And I chose 5 trees. There were lots of other little plants, too. But there were these 5 trees, emerald green arborvitaes. Oh, my goodness. And can I just tell you, they are beautiful, but heavy. And when I talk about heavy, I mean heavy. Of course, this gave me the opportunity to dive deeper, to understand that I cannot do life of my own strength. After I got the first one planted with the help of my wonderful number 3, my Ashley, who is the yoga master, and my Grayson, who's the youngest, he's my dancer, neither of which move trees for a living, if you know what I mean, wink, wink. So there's just no way that this is going to happen. I had one big tree finally planted. It was in a corner. It was a safe place away from the wind. I didn't have to worry about it blowing over. But we get some high winds around here, and I just knew that the other 4 trees, they were not going to be protected in this little corner. They were going to be out, away from shelter, and they were going to have to be strong enough to battle the winds, the rains, possible tornadoes. Okay, so if a tornado comes, maybe they're not going to make it. So I just pray. On every tree, I'm like, just Lord, bless this tree, because it's his creation. Well, in thinking about it and going deeper, yeah, I got dirty. And I thought, gosh, how does this work in my life, this landscape that I have? I want change. I want something different. I want it to look better. But I'm still trying to do it of my own strength. You gain what you settle for. So then I began crying out, first in my heart and mind, and then out loud, Lord, come on, you got to do something here. I can't do this. You have got to give me strength and endurance. I can't do this of my own accord. There's no way, even though I started, right? Oh my goodness, I got to tell you, my dream was big and it still is. I've got more to plant today. And as I sit here and I think about it, actually, as I stand here and think about it, I'm like, I don't know how we made it past the first tree. It about killed me. You gain what you settle for. Are you planting change in your life by yourself? Because you're going to get hurt physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically. You gain what you settle for. This new landscape that you want to create in your life, these deep changes that require you to get dirty and pull from areas of yourself that you never knew existed. You may get bruised a little bit. You may get beat up. You may fall down 200 or 300 or 400 times before you get to the point where you got it standing up. You're standing up. But you didn't do it alone. When you do everything of yourself, you get different results, if any, than when you grant God the opportunity to carry you, to hold you. Isaiah 30:21 says this, whenever you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. No matter what is happening in your life, listen. Listen. Understand that God has created you on purpose for a purpose. But if you're trying to do it of your own accord, listen. Listen. Stop long enough to hear. Let Him direct your path. Do you go left? Do you go right? Do you dig deeper? Do you make a bigger hole? Do you climb out of it? How dirty are you to get? When do you stop? When are you going down the wrong path? When is it time to turn around? When is it time to say, okay, Lord, you got this and I can't. I tried. I know in my life, it's easy to control. I want it. Why? Because I think if I've got the control, nothing is going to go wrong. You gain what you settle for. When you settle for yourself, when you want to do everything your way, you want that control, that's your gain. It's only what you have. Your dream may be as big as what? An acorn. Instead of as giant and enormous, like an oak tree. See, that's how God sees it. Those are the kind of plans He has for you. And He has a way of doing things that, you know what? If we were to look at His blueprint, we would never understand it. And that's why He cannot reveal every single step to us every single time. He reveals it when He sees that, oh, she's ready. She's ready to understand this. She's right in the place where I want her mentally, physically, psychologically. Because I guarantee you, if you saw the blueprint that God had for your life right now, and He said, here you go, I give it to you, you would run. You would run because you would see nothing but fire in front of you. You couldn't handle it because He's got such big dreams. We only see that little acorn. He sees and grows the giant oak tree. You gain what you settle for. How's it working in your life? Do you like controlling it yourself? Do you like doing all of these changes, all these dreams that you have, these goals? Are you doing it of your own strength? Because eventually, you're going to give up. So today I want you to reflect. I challenge you, no matter what is happening in your life, listen. Let God lead you. Let God guide you. Let God love you. He loves you right where you're at. Flaws and all. Dust bunnies. Messed up hair. No makeup. Look at that smile on your face. He loves you. So stop settling. God wants to give you so much more. Go out and make today an incredible day. Fill your heart with joy, with gratitude, and know that whenever you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.